You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Hello, welcome back to Feed Your Wild. I'm your host, Vanessa Rodriguez, functional nutritionist, Akashic Soul Record Reader, and your intuitive nourishment guide. Today, it's December 1st. You know what that means. We have your monthly Akashic Soul Record reading for the Feed Your Wild Collective. This is episode 203. Can't believe we're in the 200s already. And it is also going to be the last podcast episode of the year. I have shared in some previous episodes about taking a break for the winter and for my maternity leave. Right now, I'm going into my 39th week of pregnancy, and I also want to honor the sacredness of not just this time of rebirth and birth for me on a personal level, but also for all of us on a collective level as we enter these darker months, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. So every year we usually take a break around December, January, and today we're starting that a little bit early. So in this episode, we are diving into the final monthly Akashic Soul Nourishment reading of the year. And it also coincides with this week's new moon in Sagittarius, total solar eclipse, which will be this Friday, December 3rd. So I want to get into that because I think there is big stuff happening with that on a collective level as well as personal for many people. And we'll reserve that mini moon musing for after the reading. I just wanted to say that I am so, so grateful for so many of you who have sent the kindest messages and well wishes. And I really do feel like this podcast and the collective that has grown with the listenership and community of this podcast, whether you just passively listen or if you are reaching out to me on Instagram or if you're in our Facebook group. Yes, we do have a Facebook group that I'm terrible at reminding people about. It's just a place for people to congregate and chat and talk about the episodes with one another and support each other. So in any one of those, you might also be one of my beloved Patreon members. I have a Patreon for this podcast, and some of you have been a patron of this podcast basically since the beginning. And I just have to say that never did I imagine really journeying with souls that I've never met before with this project, heart and soul project of mine, of Feed Your Wild, and to receive your gifts of support. There's just so, so much appreciation and gratitude for you. So I just wanted to say thank you for all of you who show up in all the ways. Your energy is very, very much felt. Every month when I do and open up the Akashic records for the Feed Your Wild Collective, it is stronger and stronger every month. And I think that's just a testament really to your energy and presence and your attunement, your listening on the messages. So I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for you and your energy and your presence, because that's what it's really all about, right? As really one family, even if we have come to a point in time, like so many points in history, where there seems like a lot of separation and differences and a lot of tumultuous events and emotions and feelings and actions and reactions and all of that. I just have to say that I feel the love of this collective vibe. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, it's time to dive in. And I do want to say that I don't usually do these readings super far in advance because the energy around the particular month that I'll be doing the reading really increases the closer I get. It doesn't mean that it's impossible to do an Akashic reading months out, but what I have found is that the energy is most potent and relevant the closer I am to the month, which means that I'm usually recording these about a week, maybe 2 weeks prior to the release date. And that means that for January, I'll be in the thick of new motherhood and maternity leave. So I'm not going to make any promises. I'm going to try my best to bring you a January 2022 Akashic Soul Nourishment reading. And I hope that I am able to do that. But I thank you in advance for your understanding if I'm not able to. I need to honor, wherever I'm going to be at that time as well. And so I appreciate your understanding if we do not have a January reading in 2022. All right, so let's get into this final reading of 2021. Oh my, what a past 2 years. And this message that came through from our Akashic guides kind of feels like a full circle. It feels like a theme that has been running throughout many of the different readings, especially more recently. And it's on freedom. So here we go, without further ado, with our reading for December. Freedom. It can be a perplexing thing. Despite it truly being an internal state and place from which no one or thing can extract you, it most often is experienced through an unexpected turn of external events. It usually begins in contraction, a perceived experience of struggle, challenge, entrapment, confinement, feelings of desire to escape whatever the present circumstances may ensue. It is in this state of contraction that one's desires, intentions, and understandings become clearer, more focused, and direct. This is the value of contrast. To color the palette of your life experiences, providing shades never mixed or seen before. This focused energy from contraction creates a magnetism and force, calling in the external configurations that eventually lead to your release and relief, as temporary as it may be. We are not saying that all those that struggle will be saved by outside forces. On the contrary, it is all part of a journey that you, yourself, initiate and traverse, with or without your conscious awareness. How did you find yourself in this predicament, challenge, prison in the first place? What steps of unconscious movements and fate brought you there? It may have all started in childhood, perhaps in the womb, or prior to incarnation, in previous lives, or even before that, in the great cosmic web. Now, most will not recognize freedom once liberated from their current circumstances, at least immediately. In fact, it may feel more like bewilderment, confusion, disorientation. As we have stated in previous messages before, little does the bird know of true freedom when caged for so long. Freedom is expansive, wild in its nature, and can be overwhelming for those used to living in contractive or confined spaces and states. There are no paved roads in the unruly aliveness, and that's the point. The way you move as a free being is through your own volition and engaging your senses and your intuition as a guide. It can feel daunting because it reminds you that you are the co-creator of your reality. There is no escape from the ownership stake and responsibility of charting the depths of your own waters with your own ship, where you are simultaneously the captain, the vessel, and the ocean. It requires a profound shift in the way you operate and live. Freedom requires all of you, because it is your true nature. Freedom may feel like a struggle itself, as you find your footing and sense of direction. Finding your way in the expanse is indeed an adventure you are meant to experience. Does freedom require preparation, you may ask? The preparation is in the disrobing of the emperor's clothes, the relinquishing of illusions that convinced you you were better off, and the great surrender to the unknown and unmarked territories of your heart. We understand the impulse to run back to the confinement, to pay homage to the illusions that colored your so-called reality for so long. This is very strong, and it can be seen as natural. The power of habit is great, and a conditioned mind is hard to break. This is why the contractions are so helpful. To shake up what you didn't even know was buried deep under the surface of your own existence, so that you can remember what true sovereignty really is, and that you have a choice. Little does the sway of the winds move your feet when roots run deep. The key when traversing this new land called freedom is not to look for the destination beyond the horizon line, but to stay so fully present in the here and now that the destination in a relative future is irrelevant. Are you ready to break free into the unknown and great expanse of your heart? Ask yourself, where am I struggling right now? If this challenge is indeed inviting me onto the path of freedom, what must I surrender? What illusions must I unveil, and what have I been avoiding? How can I open my eyes and see beyond the limited visible light spectrum before me? It takes courage, and often rage of the cœur, the heart, to supply the fuel for such a task. Let this fire show you the way, yet take care not to burn your own self in the process. And that was our reading for December from our Akashic Record Guides. there is a lot here available for us to really reflect upon, not just these elements of so-called struggle versus freedom, and moving more into that within our own lives personally. But I feel that these are really good questions and prompts to reflect back on our life over the past few years, how challenging and contractive it has been on so many different levels. And moving into a new year and a new energy, what are the ways that we can open into a different experience? So I hope those questions can serve you as sort of an end of year reflection, and also to provide insight into what freedom means for you. We have, as I had mentioned, a new moon in Sagittarius and total solar eclipse happening. This is December 3rd or 4th, depending on where you are in the world. And this is connected to the Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle. It started in May 2020. So I think, again, this is interesting looking back to 2020, the spring of that year, and what really started to come up for you on a personal level during that time. The Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle is now coming to an end and wraps up with this particular new moon and total solar eclipse. This got me curious about what the message was that we received from our Akashic Guides back in May 2020. So I took a look, and I'm going to link up that episode in the show notes for you below in your podcast app. And it's also available on my website. If you go to wildlyrooted.com/podcast, then you'll be sure to find all the podcast episodes there. And in May 2020, our theme was Wind Speak. And I wanted to read an excerpt from that reading because I think it's still incredibly relevant and kind of serves as a postscript for this December's Akashic reading. In this particular episode, we are hearing the ancient call of the wind, and our guides remind us of our perennial conversation with the elements and all of the natural world, and that it's really time we wake up to conscious participation of this conversation. And we're also shown how our breath really tethers us to this interconnection in relationship and reciprocity. So here's a little excerpt from this particular episode of Windspeak. The winds have a message for you. It's a story of remembrance, a story of forewarning, a story of reclamation, a love story. Open yourself up to receive the message deep into your being. Then see what it stirs within you. The path forward lays within the old songs we have forgotten, but they are still playing softly beneath the bustling of the world. If you feel called, I encourage you to go back and listen to May 2020's reading and see if there's anything there for you that brings this time full circle with the closing of this eclipse cycle. Now, eclipses typically represent portals into new phases and stages and states of consciousness. They tend to bring events that really alter, shift, and have the possibility to transform aspects of our lives, and really inviting us and allowing us to step into what you could say a new page or a new chapter of our soul book and our soul's evolution. There is no doubt that new moon eclipses are really powerful times of setting intentions and manifestation and really activating whatever it is that we have been sowing, these seeds. Now, solar eclipses bring really powerful energy, and we might feel either depleted or really drained leading up to its arrival and even afterward, because the energetic influence with these eclipses is really before, like days and even weeks before leading up to and after. So if you've been feeling extra tired, fatigued, just sort of depleted, this may be why. And really don't underestimate the importance of taking care of your physical body, really resting and taking enough water into your body, really good quality hydrating water, and also making time for simple grounding practices that can connect you back to the energy of the earth. Some interesting things that I want to note about this particular new moon and eclipse is that both Mercury and Neptune are active at this time of the eclipse, and this can really suggest that there might be things going on with communication and new information that's being revealed. Neptune is really the planet of, well, spirituality and intuition, among other things. And Neptune is all about finding that veil lifted, so unveiling us to see deeper truths. And this can be on a collective level. So with Neptune's presence, I think there's a really strong invitation for us to listen to our intuition, our inner voice, and allow the instincts of our body and the voices within that guide us to see things that maybe we weren't able to see before. Now, this is all happening in the sign of Sagittarius. Sagittarius is all about truth, freedom, idealism, justice, and belief systems. What's interesting, I heard this from an astrologer, and I can't quite remember who it was where I found this piece of information, but they're using a natal chart for the United States, and they really look at a lot of these cosmic events in relation to the natal chart of the US. And supposedly, this particular new moon and total solar eclipse is happening on the ascendant of the United States, which the ascendant, the rising sign, is all about identity. So this can be seen as potentially a new beginning or a rebirthing. Technically speaking, this is happening at 12 degrees and 21 minutes in Sagittarius. And on a very personal level, when I checked in on that, is also really connected to my ascendant, which is Sagittarius, as well as my partner's, both of our first houses. So this also feels like a rebirthing for myself and my partner, honestly. It's interesting that it's coming at this time of actual birth too. So I just wanted to share that because I think that's like a real life example of how some of these cosmic events, if we start to map them out onto our own natal chart and really looking at how they might be influencing us and how we can move with them, some of the relevance that it can have in our very real lives. Now, this total solar eclipse is conjunct the South Node. And this is really considered an energy of cleansing and clearing and shedding. So this is like shedding out old belief systems. And this can be really old stuff that you've been holding on to for a freaking long time, lifetime, maybe lifetimes. And it's time to really release and let them go and step into a new way of being and a new paradigm. So there's a lot going on the collective level, and obviously for so many of you on a personal level. And I would say that in general, these energies are really, they have the feel of more of an upgrade, so to speak. So really up-leveling in whatever way that means for you. I would definitely check out some of your favorite astrologers or connect with an astrologer for more insight on the not just collective perspective of this time, but also how this might impact your life on a personal level. One thing that I would recommend is to keep a dream journal in this time, especially with Neptune hanging out here, because Neptune connected to Pisces really being an ally in the dream space, and we might start receiving more messages in our dreams. So I encourage you to, around this time, start to pay attention, maybe set an intention to remember your dreams and to start keeping a journal and see what comes through for you. I personally don't typically engage in any powerful ritual around eclipse times, because I think they're so powerful and potent in themselves. I know astrologers who recommend not doing a ritual around this time as well. So one way that you can really be with these energies to allow it to do its work on you, and maybe go back to those prompts and questions that our Akashic guides provided to us. And I'll make sure to have those specific questions written out in the show notes for you, so you don't necessarily have to go back and write them out yourself. If you are interested in learning more about the Akashic Records, then I encourage you to check out the podcast episode that I have all on the Akashic Records, how I came to them, what they are, all the things. That's the Akashic Records 101 episode, and I will make sure to have that linked up as well. And even though I'm going into my personal cave and cocoon, so to speak, literally this week, I still would love to stay connected, to receive any feedback and insight, and how this reading has landed for you. You can reach out to me on Instagram. My handle is @wildlyrooted. And you can also shoot me an email or leave a rating and review, letting me know how you're enjoying these monthly readings and any ahas and insights you'd like to share. If you would like to make a financial contribution to support the continuation of this podcast after our little break, so that we can keep going strong like the little engine that could, you can make a monthly contribution by heading to the Patreon page, and I'll make sure to have that link there below. You could search for Feed Your Wild on Patreon. And if you would like to make a one-time contribution, you can use our personal PayPal link and offer any dollar amount for that one-time contribution that you'd like, sending it to @wildlyrooted. And of course, I'll make sure to have that link as well. From as little as $1, your support will help to cover the costs associated with producing and hosting the show and everything that goes with that. I love you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And I am sending you all the blessings as we round out 2021 of this Gregorian calendar and moving into the new energies of 2022. I can't wait to see you on the other side as we meet again right here on the Feed Your Wild podcast. Happy winter solstice blessings. Feliz Año Nuevo. Much love. Hey there, I made something for you. One of the biggest challenges that I hear from people is that they are feeling stuck when it comes to their health. You're a smart, capable, and creative change maker, right? And you know what you should be doing for your health. So what gives? Well, it's not about willpower. And I wanted to create something that would help you to unlearn the things that are keeping you stuck so that you can get out of your own way and master the mindset of health. That's why I created Wildly Unstuck, where you'll learn the top 5 things that I have found to sabotage your health goals and what to do about them. You'll learn what it really takes to become committed and unstoppable when it comes to your health goals and find the clarity you've been looking for so you know exactly what to do to get back into alignment. And I made it totally free. So if this is something that you want to dive into and create a vision and soul goals for your health and your life and bring your gifts to the world because we know that we need it, then I invite you to join us in Wildly Unstuck. You can find that at wildlyrooted.com/unstuck. I'll see you on the other side.